the show.
Hey, I was listening to this again today, and I thought it was so funny. You guys ought to hear this. It's this lady who keeps getting called by telemarketers.
Oh, good lord,
she's
man.
Just
she's
fucking,
insane.
Just what? Listen to this. This lady's insane. She's talking to a telemarketer and wants to know his name, his tax number, his social security number. She's insane. Listen.
Volunteer, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture. Mm-hmm. Because of telemarketing calls. It doesn't matter what state is illegal, you're arrested, or you're a hater, hurt, or life destroyer. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay, my name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't give my last name.
You called my house, Alex? Then let me get your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker! Okay.
I think she's possessed by a demon.
You son of a motherfucker!
They want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys?
She's
I
insane.
Heard a click.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hear the click.
Okay.
You can just
you
hear her in the background go.
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rule.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about?
Good God!
Alex, I need to know what is your tax number?
Yeah,
what is your tax number? What we do, the organization I'm a part of.
Why doesn't he just hang up?
I know, because
he's recording this. This is gold.
We will find out who all your small relatives are, and they will never ever be off any list. Do you understand? We will find out who, like, Alex is. You wicked! All of your female relatives, and then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused by your telemarketing. You
they'll rape you and
your
children's children.
Your life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number,
they will audit you and your children and your children's children will be audited.
People have hernias that rupture. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. You are worse
than
anything.
Yeah, they can. They just hang up the phone.
You will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police.
Hello?
I think he walked outside. We will find out.
Her husband left.
You will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
That sounds like
you will be on every. Your phone will never stop ringing. Your taxes will be audited, and your children's teachers will know what you have done.
Are you threatening
me?
You are a terrorist.
You are a terrorist.
You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there will be charges brought. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, it is a threat, because they keep calling my number that's blocked.
In which case, I'm glad
that that is a felony. That is a felony. My house has been broken into. And yeah, it's a threat. It's a legal threat compared to what you've done to us. That we will have your
Can you imagine the drool and saliva that's on that lady's phone
crook,
right now?
you're a lying criminal.
Okay.
And that your, all of your family will be on every call. Isn't it interesting you consider that a threat?
I don't. Doesn't really bother me. I'm already.
Okay, they will never ever sleep before we got our things off. Our phone rang every 10 or 15 minutes all night. And your and that was just in three states. Now, your family, any of them, if we find, will never, ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number, ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Took the wind right out of her sails.
Yeah. We'll listen to the rest of that later, but oh my God.
It goes on forever. It's like, how can this lady...
It's like 9 minutes long. I love that sound she does. She does that, whoo! like she cannot believe his answer. Oh, the nerve of you. Lady's a fucking nut job.
It's all right if they call you?
Nut yes, job and a half.
It's fine. So you don't mind if you have a listed phone number?
Nope.
No,
no problem. He even says, he says, I just hang up. She was like, oh!
Yeah, there's a way, if you say hello more than once, it triggers the computer system to let it know that you're there.
Right.
So if you say hello once and nobody answers, hang up. It's
yeah,
that simple.
That's then always it registers, the way it is.
Then it registers as that number is not valid to the computer, and
yep,
they won't call you back.
If you pick it up, you just say hello, and there's a long pause. Well, hello there, sir. And it's just like, hang up. You know, if there's ever a pause, just hang up your phone. Hello? Now, what's this for now? Now, listen, bud, I'm in the middle of making dinner. Can you get to the point of this phone call? And I'm just like, hang up the phone. And he's just like, no, I'm not interested in that right now. Okay, well, I got to go. I'm busy.
My mom's the same way. She can't hang up on
Yeah,
him.
I just always fucking hang up.
I had a guy yell at me. He said that they're offering... Like, you get 3 magazine subscriptions for 6 months for free if you just get one. And I'm like, no, thank you. He goes, did you not hear what I said? You get 3 for free.
This is I'm a like, fucking deal, ma'am. Deal a century.
He's yelling at me. I'm like, I don't want any freaking magazines.
Ma'am, did you not hear what magazines you can get free? We're talking about
Playboy, Teen Beat,
Cream,
Tiger,
Cream,
Tiger Beat, yeah,
High Society,
Jugs,
Teen People.
Teen People. 17. Cosmo. You can learn how to satisfy your man in 3 easy ways.
You can get O Magazine.
Did you guys?
You can always tell a woman's magazine because they have the same stuff on every cover. How to please your man. How to lose weight.
10 ways to get that hard as a rock midsection you've always wanted.
The satisfaction test or something.
How to get rid of baby fat.
It's always the same crap.
How to get rock hard abs in no time. Who's shuffling paper back there? I hear you.
It's not me.
California news, huh?
No, this is Nowhere in Mulberry. Hey, everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, episode 46 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Well, I hear
thanks.
I hear stuff in the background. What's going on?
I hear it, too.
Bill?
No, I'm just sitting here. I don't hear anything.
It's either Bill or Vanessa. It's like shuffling papers or something.
I don't have any papers.
Yeah, I don't have any papers.
Okay, maybe not papers, but it's shuffling something. Who's doing a jigsaw puzzle in the background?
It's not me.
Do you still hear it?
No, it's gone.
It was like right at the end of that clip.
Yeah, it was like...
At the end of Mulberry.
And like someone knocked over a cup of pencils, I heard. I got a very keen ear here.
He's got gog ears.
No, we got a voicemail from Ron. Let's check it out.
Hey, citizens of Mulberry, what's happening? Hey, I just wanted to speak on this whole Carl Monday, Mike Cooper thing. Look, ever since the whole library thing has happened, Mike Cooper has needed new places to whack off. You know, since the library's closed off to him, the man needs other places to go. And what little you know is that he was caught doing it again, but there was hidden microphones available at this time. So let's listen to what happened with Mike Cooper.
What in the hell is that damn noise?
What? Pull your damn pants up, boy. I don't want to see that. Damn it. Get out of here. And if I ever catch you whacking in here again, I'm going to hog tie you.
That's right. He's resorted to whacking off into people's campers. So Mike Cooper isn't all innocent. It's not over yet. We'll see what Carl Monday has to say about this now.
Well, the show's derailed. We might as well just quit at this point. Wow.
Yeah, that's all you can say is wow.
Man. Wow. Man, I'm just kind of...
Yeah, let's just take this
off
moment
your game
to,
now.
It's like the life force has been sucked out of my skull.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. We love you.
You put Steven to sleep.
I don't think I'm going to watch Big Brother anymore. It's
no,
really
give it up,
boring.
Vanessa. It's run its course for us also.
No, who cares about Lightspeed?
Well, there's... I didn't know if you were going to just kind of...
If you, Steven, did you watch Lightspeed?
Fuck you.
What? Let's just do
Lightspeed.
Let's go and do the news. It was the Stan Lee thing.
It was a Stan Lee thing on Sci-Fi.
Original Sci-Fi Stan Lee show or whatever.
Oh, he's got another one?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Now, well, I guess we won't talk about it because it was so bad.
So if you win Who Wants to Be a Superhero, you can hope for something that good.
Do you remember how successful Stripperella was?
Yeah. Now, Steven, go ahead and say now a word from our sponsors.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Now, more energy. Come on.
Not a word from our sponsor.
This is an audition here, Steven.
Well, Jason said sponsors. I said it just like he did. And now, a word from our sponsor!
No, too loud.
This guy. Yeah, a couple of shrimps down there. How you doing? What is your name?
My name is Paul David, a.k.a. Bandaloni.
Bandaloni, yes. What is this, one-man band? Turn around and let everybody see what you got here. Oh, there's a lot going on with this guy. All right, Bandaloni, go get him.
All right, Mr. Baloney, let's do it.
Bandaloni, he plays his band with Baloney.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something with me? Hey, sweet baby, woo! Don't you think maybe?
When's the buzzing coming?
A brand new recipe.
Hopefully soon. You gotta be like an applause sign on this.
I said, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking?
What? Because you're still playing this?
Wow.
Look at that! Number 3, Bandaloni!
Yeah, my favorite thing about Fat Mama are the gigantic pins she uses to keep the crullers on her outfit.
Yeah, I just was like, when she ran, I saw two of them fly off of her little belt.
It's like, couldn't you get plastic donuts, lady? She stopped off at Krispy Kreme to get her utility belt on.
I know, it's like these donuts, you know, when you run...
Well, you know what's sad is there's like 5 donuts on there, and she probably ate the other ones.
Hello, wakey-wakey, yes?
Vanessa, you back yet?
Yeah, I've been back.
Oh, okay.
All
right, let's get ready to do the news. No, Bill, it's this. Whoa, did somebody fall down some stairs there?
Sorry, I moved my mic.
Okay. It sounded like someone rolling downstairs.
and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
I recorded a song for everybody because, you know, just I want to show you guys how much I appreciate you guys doing the show. So I did a song for everybody. I recorded it for you guys. And
torture.
What are you talking about? This is from my heart, Vanessa.
Yeah, okay.
I sang this song with as much emotion as I can muster up for you guys. All right? This is
by the source of light.
By the source of light, this song is for you. I'm serious. This goes out from me to all you guys. Much love. Here you go. And I'm not turning it off. You have to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, man.
So, here we go. This is for you guys.
Oh, no.
Ow! Ow!
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Where's my leather jacket?
Your glove?
Is it all full of drops?
I thought it'd be oh no, my hair's on fire!
I told him don't ever you come around here. Don't wanna see
oh
your face.
Oh my freaking god!
The fire's in your eyes and the words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. You
oh my god.
Run, don't be a macho man.
This is pure hell.
You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So
what did you do?
But you wanna be bad, so beat it. Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Oh lord, so fucking strong in your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it, beat it, beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. Ooh! You have to show them that you really not scared.
You're really not scared.
They'll kick you, they'll beat you, they won't tell you it's fair. So beat it. But you wanna be fair. Just beat it.
No, my god.
Beat, beat. Oh lord, show a power. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. No, beat it. No one wants to beat, beat it. Oh lord, show a power. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. Beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. Beat it.
You need some therapy.
Oh. Beat it. Beat it.
Are you saying penis? No.
Subliminally.
Beat it. Beat it. No one wants to be feared. Oh, Lord, show them how fucking dumb your mind is. All right, just beat it. Beat it, beat it, beat it.
Hyperventilate.
That was for you guys.
Why?
Yay, it's over.
Yeah. That was to show my appreciation for doing this.
You
show.
Hate us, don't you?
I found this site. You can go there and just, they have all these songs and it's karaoke. It shows the lyrics and you just sing along and it records it for you. I also did Take On Me, but it was so bad I couldn't even.
And that was the better than that one?
No, that beat it was really good, I thought. I didn't. When I listened back to it, I was surprised at how good I sounded on it.
What do you got? What?
I'm thinking about going on America's Got Talent.
You're probably better than most of those people.
Did you guys enjoy that? That was for you.
Oh, awesome.
Good lord.
Oh, my lord. It's called Singshot.com. Singshot.
Oh, there's another one called K-Solo.
Yeah, Singshotbeta.com.
I won't
play all this because it's so bad, but...
people can listen to this?
Yeah, if I make it public.
Oh, okay.
I did make Beat It public.
Awesome.
What? Is that like a freaking Casio?
This is aha.
I know that Casio keyboard sound.
I really get into it at first.
Gotta play this for Laura.
Talking away.
It's really horrible.
What do you call the other one?
Talking away.
I don't know what to say anyway.
Today isn't my day to find you shying away.
You're trying to sound like Morse.
For your love, okay.
Wait, that was way too low.
You should have done the Michael Jackson.
Wait, here's the best part.
Oh my god!
I short the microphone.
My ears.
All of a sudden, you turn into Ethel Mervyn.
So bad. It was like distorting the mic. I need to look for some Lionel Richie, like dancing on the scene.
Oh, yeah!
Like
I want to do a Lionel Richie song.
Oh,
I want to do Hello.
The reason.
Yeah, do Hello, Bill. That'd be great.
Hello.
Yeah.
That would
Is
be great.
Is it me you're looking for?
Dude, on the dais.
I need to do Man in the Mirror. I'm talking Matt the Man.
What the hell?
I sound just like him.
I just like it when you lose. And you lose it and your regular voice comes out.
You sing in the voice, then all of a sudden I say a line like a regular voice. All I wrote in the description is, I'm the greatest singer ever. So I want people to know that you're like, man, this guy is really cocky. Let's check this out. Oh my god, he's horrible.
Well, have you ever been to the karaoke bars where people actually think they're good?
Yeah.
It's like, who told you were good?
I've actually seen one guy where he sang a Led Zeppelin song, and I mean, he was dead on. And it was
I love this guy, Tayama.
Is that like Tiamak, who's in The Last Dragon?
Yeah, listen to this.
No, I just changed it though.
This guy inspired me with his Beat It to do Beat It.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
This guy's a genius.
I love that picture of him.
Tayama.
Ladies' night. Yes, it is. Night of the ladies.
Oh, here we go.
Night of the ladies.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. And the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. And the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Girls, y'all got one. A night that's special everywhere.
Someone's laughing.
From New York to Hollywood, Oaktown even. It's ladies' night, and girl, the feeling's good. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Hold on, I have to hear this final countdown.
How loud is this going to be? Man, they really go all out with this.
We'll leave it together.
I didn't even know the lyrics to the song.
I didn't know the song had lyrics.
We leave it together. Are they on a different planet in the song?
Yes, they're in Europe.
Why is it all distorted and loud as hell?
It has to be.
You need to do a Morrissey.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Morrissey voice.
How soon is now? I can do that. Okay, here we go. When's the singing start?
That's your talent.
Really?
No.
Oh, hell no, Foggy. I want the whole thing. I'm a geriatric old bitch. I drink Metamucil so I can shit. Good lord. Fuck all you white people. I kill you.
Dead before the season finale.
Fucking cracker motherfuckers, I bust a cap in your ass.
I'm not even going there. I'm not. I'll end up slipping with something that you're... No, I'm not saying a thing.
What are you talking about?
Pissing someone else off.
Okay, silence. Put the can opener down. Whoever's got that, I hear you.
That's what it sounded like.
Bill?
It's my herb grinder.
Steady up.
I'm closing it.
I got herbs, baby. August 5th, wait. Okay, here we go. Adjust microphone. Mic. Adjust headset.
A mic check.
Annihilation is my game. Winning is my game. Oh, wait. I messed up. Annihilation is my name. Winning is my game. Good old man.
Yeah, good idea for a review.
No, God. Yeah, it's like belch was so loud it distorted my earbuds.
Get that light off me. I want to pay. Get away from your car,
money! You can't even stand up.
You're nothing but a truck.
What do you look up on the internet?
Yeah.
Is that the library?
Now back off and let me pee.
How many times you gonna pee? Aren't you afraid you're gonna kill somebody?
I'm already kill you.
What if I told you we got video?
We don't have clues.
Are you gonna drive?
Why do you drive and drink?
Yeah.
This is wonderful, Chef Boyardee ravioli I'm eating.
How come you are not serving bratwurst to me?
Oh, I could have done so much better.
What? My ravioli tastes strange. It has lovely tang on my tongue. I take huge German dump on it. We will have a schnitzel at Wiener Schnitzel.
I am Jubal.
Vanessa.
Will the world be ruled by light or darkness?
Do you wear lederhosen?
Next I make Tron 2, but not call it that.
Burger World's open.
Yeah, we're open. Come on in.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want to get hosting for your podcast? Let me rephrase
that.
Want to get hosting for your podcast without...
And fuck your mother
bill,
while you're at it.
Make the switch.
Hey, Bill, look, check out this sermon from Oral Roberts.
We men want to take a woman in our arms, and a girl wants to take a man in her arms, and pretty soon we want to take him to bed with us. Go on. Go over there and touch it. Put your arms around her. Put your hand on her breast.
Oh.
See how far you can take your hand. See how far she'll let you go. Go ahead, girl. Touch him at the most sensitive part of his body.
Yeah.
There is one place in the woman's body.
I had a little too much toot.
And one place in the man's body that creates multiplication.
Creates
they're
math?
They're not two, they're not three, they're not four places, they're not 10 places, there is one.
I think
place.
It's just addition. It's not really multiplication.
In the woman's vagina and the man's male organ.
He says vagina, but male organ. Can't say penis. That's kind of gay.
He's got me turned on. He's good at that.
He's really flaming.
Tell me what to do again? Touch where?
Touch her. Touch your breast.
I thought that was really odd.
If I was sitting in that church, and I would have got up and left. I'd have went, I can't believe it. I haven't walked out of a movie in 30 years.
I haven't
walked out of a sermon in 30 years. I can't believe this. This is filth.
Wouldn't you have just looked over and trying to find a good-looking girl and reach over and grabbed her breast?
From that, go home and get your fucking shine box.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they?
I can't get to my ass!
It doesn't matter if she's on a plane. Can she reach her ass anywhere?
Could she have actually gotten into the bathroom?
Yeah. Test.
Man, that was strange. Better. All four of us online last night.
I know.
I don't. That's...
Well, thank God you two showed up because I was fucking tired.
Yeah,
it's like I'm out of here.
Thanks.
Has that ever happened before?
Not all four of us. It's been me, you, and Bill,
or me, Jason, and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Or one time before, it's been just me, and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, I've left you hanging a few times.
Yeah, the past three or four times, I've had like major. I have internet issues last night too. It kept bumping me off.
Hey, look at me. I like penis.
It's like Jim J. Bullock. Guys, I got to tell you something. You're gay. What? How'd you know?
Yeah,
dude, we all fucking know.
Jim J. Bullock was good because not only was he gay, he was a crack addict. We don't do that sort of thing in Bushwood. Can you believe this shit? Brett Ratner to remake Boys from Brazil? Are you fucking insane?
I saw that. Now, I sound all right to you guys, right?
Yeah,
you sound perfect. You couldn't sound any better. It's so sexy.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Okay, we're going to start the show.
Do you think that Back to the Future was real?
I do, actually.
Wow. That whole time speed thing?
I
love that. I love that.
Okay. Foggy, play a few drops, test.
Are you on medication?
All right.
Fat mama, I'm here to save the day.
All right.
That is blood. Look, it's blood. There's blood everywhere.
I was thinking about taking that clip and slowing it down and, like, making it echo like, it's blood.
I can't get to my ass.
God.
That's so disturbing.
Really? That was such a bad last Comic Standing.
Kiss your ass goodbye!
Okay, are you guys ready to do the show?
Yeah, I sure am.
Hold on a second, I gotta go take a piss.
Yeah.
Now he's made me get a pee.
You're breaking up now. We got jinxed, man.
Who's breaking up?
You guys.
I think it was just Steven taking his headphones off real loud. See, I try to be real nice and slide him off stealth-like so it doesn't hurt anyone's ears. He's like... just throws him down. Some people are nice, some people are assholes.
Hey, it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
How are you doing, Vanessa?
I'm great. I was sick, very sick last night. I think I got food poisoned.
Did you have
I was vomiting. I went to, first of all, I was really ticked off because I had an appointment at 9 in the morning. The doctor didn't show up till after noon. So we're all sitting there. So finally get done with that. And then I go to the store to pick up my prescription. And all of a sudden I start feeling sick. I hand Marissa my purse. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I ran and I just vomited. I don't know why. It just came out of nowhere.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You're gross.
I felt like crap.
Vanessa!
Like crap.
Oh, hey, Steven.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Alright, we just need Bill back and we'll be good. Yeah, the thing that drives me nuts when I listen back to the show, a lot of times when we're talking, like, it'll just be too hot. It's me and Bill especially. I guess we're just loud talkers, you know?
Yeah.
You and Steven are usually too low and we're too high. It's like, all right, Vanessa, what do you got in the news this week? Today in the news, and everything. So it's like, oh, great, you came in here, and it'll be yeah. And then, oh, that sounds really good, Vanessa. What else happened? Oh, well, yeah, that's good. So I can't like raise the volume because it'll be real loud.
Roll bounce. Roll bounce.
Come on, Bill.
His purple satin butt pants.
How much
hell of a piss.
Yeah. It's a hell of a piss, Arnold. Man, we need a drop of that. Do you know what that's from, Vanessa?
Of what?
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
No.
It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High when this guy wants Judge Reinhold to handle this customer because he's really got to pee, so he does, and it ends up being a guy
who wants a refund,
and he gets him fired. So when he's storming out, he goes, "I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold," because if he wouldn't have, you know, it would have been Arnold.
I just want my dollar and 15 cents back, Brad. I just need to find the paper, sir. Got to fill it out. You ate most of it.
Yeah, this was not the world's greatest breakfast.
It says it's 100% guaranteed.
World's greatest breakfast. Vanessa.
Sir, if you don't wait, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Yeah. Vanessa, define the sound effect.
That's from Star Trek.
All right. What about this one?
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I don't know.
That's Steve Martin.
Bill, hello, you still there?
I wonder what he's doing. Two shit hoes. We need drops of you.
We do have drops of me.
Where?
Oh, yeah. Then we have Steven. That's all we have of me.
See, we need more of you.
Why?
Well, there are us. Why wouldn't there be any of you?
That's a great thing.
That's a real loud one.
Okay.
Not being used to my ability.
Hey, hope you had a hell of a piss, Bill.
Sorry, I had to run out to the car. It started raining and the windows were down.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do our little game, as my dad says.
Or your little game, he calls it? Okay, let's do it. Wait. I hear background shuffling. What's going on back there?
I'm not doing anything.
It was Bill getting situated. We know.
Yes, I'm getting situated.
Situated. Man, Steven, you're wailing on that keyboard. Vanessa, she's got the trombone. I don't know what the hell it is. Sax. Dirty sax. Bill's got an oboe.
He's hitting the bass real hard.
She doesn't want to seem threatening to him, but he knows because everyone talks to each other.
Yeah.
Which is silly.
You play that one more time, I'm going to beat your ass.
What? We haven't played it at all this episode.
No, not at all. I think 4 or 5 times already. Stop it!
I'll make you a mix CD.
Great.
Hey!
How about that?
Oh, hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Who else in love say
yeah! Who else see the super chicken say yay, motherfucker? Alright, Bill, is that all the DVDs this week?
That's it.
Hey, Bill, have you seen a leprechaun?
Yes, I have.
Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yay! And you know what else? Hot dogs be slamming.
That's how I rock 'em.
All right, everybody. That was episode 44 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for podcasting. Yeah, what is it, Vanessa?
I just had to kind of give a shout out.
Could you wait till I was done?
I thought you were ending it, so I thought I would say it before you ended it. So I'm sorry.
Well, what the hell were you going to say?
Well, I went to GameStop, and there's a guy up there named Ed who I talk to all the time, and he gave me some free Metal Gear stuff, so I just wanted to tell him thank you because he listens to our show.
Oh, he does.
So he basically shoplifted and gave you stuff?
Oh.
Ed's dealing out the freebies to get in Vanessa's pants.
Yeah, that's it. No,
hey,
he,
I'm Ed.
Bitch. He just gave me some Metal Gear Cell from the Metal Gear Acid, and he gave me a DVD. Metal Gear.
He gave you some acid?
No.
Man, let's ship you out, man. You'll see hot...
Give me a couple gnarly shrooms,
you'll
man.
See a friggin' leprechaun after this. No, he listens to our show? That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like, on this show, I have to censor everything because we have such foul mouths, you know. We want this, we want our show to be available for everyone. Isn't that right, Bill, you mother...
Whoa! What?
Now, Vanessa, I would like to thank you for being on the show, and I just want you to go and do that to yourself. So,
yeah,
what
are you, flaming cocksucker?
Looks like that one got through. Is it right, Steven, you lousy...
Yes, it is, you flaming cocksucker.
Nice!
Vanessa whipping out the cocksucker.
No, Vanessa, that's flaming cock juggler, if you will. Thank you.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Flaming cock
A lying fat ass and even a bitch.
Even Julie can't help herself. She's taking it on it.
Julie, come on! This is a family show, and I just want to thank everyone for listening to our show, and I just hate to say this, but... I've got nothing. All I know is that hot dogs are slamming. That's the only thing I got from this show.
Hot dogs are slamming.
What the hell does that even mean? Hey, yeah, so the pate turned out to be hot dogs, but hot dogs are slamming, so hey.
And chicken patties are ghetto.
These things are
fucking ghetto.
These things are fucking ghetto.
These chicken patties, man, they're weird. How is a chicken patty weird?
Chicken head is wearing that bandana real low across its forehead.
This is
fucking ghetto.
I just love
that. Patties, they're weird.
Glitch in his brain. Because I grew up eating chicken patties.
Oh! Now, maybe they are ghetto chicken patties, like made out that's of sawdust brand. Or something. Sawdust breading or something.
No, that's the brand, ghetto chicken patties.
Man, I'd be loving these ghetto chicken patties. Let's go eat some, make some sandwiches, go out and check out that leprechaun.
You know what's a ghetto? Because it's got bullet holes in it.
Yeah, what?
It's got bullet holes in it.
Bullet holes. Like a White Castle burger.
Steven, that joke was so bad it's a
yeah, shut up, you flaming cock.
Oh, I was a little off there.
Damn you.
Vanessa, I'd like you to go fuck your
I guess you had to bleep the movie.
Yeah, it was just like this. Fucker. Oops. Fuck.
You.
Imagine if the network sensors were that delayed. The retarded guy with the 3-second delay on the button. So
it's like, no. It's the fuck, not the you.
I don't understand.
John, Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your
lawyer.
I think
we talked about it before when they went to go do their...
What state are you? I will never, ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number. Ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Oh, snap!
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Sure.
They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Yep, don't mind.
Your parents don't get called every 5 or 10 minutes, every 24 hours a day?
What about your second cousin?
And you think that's okay?
It doesn't bother me, ma'am.
So, then you're an abuser. Okay, so you're not...
So you're an abuser?
What do your children do?
No, if I hear the pause from the predictive dialer, I would just hang up if I don't feel like talking.
So what if you're eating dinner or going to the bathroom? You have to get up, or do you take the phone to the table so you hear the pause and hang up?
You know,
well, then I'll just drop
phone,
my
just
crap along the floor as I run the phone.
So your family left the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive... So you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk, because the phone is ringing all the time? You're lying, you son of a bitch.
Okay. How about if you turn the ringer off? Friggin' crazy bitch.
So are you saying now... I'm getting it calmed down. So you're saying that if where you live, the phone never stops ringing, and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this tape in court someday, ma'am.
Are you? It won't go to court, but it will go to your superiors.
Okay.
And we certainly are calling and asking about any Alex. And if you're laughing, we have a list here. If you don't know this date, that is odd. I am very blocked. We have a list here of deaths because of calls.
What?
I would think that you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay.
Oh, wait, I have said that have already been called. I've already gone to court. People who have died. People who could not get to ambulances. People who had miscarriages.
What, you can
people
hang up and then dial for the ambulance, can't you?
People no. who could not sleep all night.
No, you
of the
have
call.
To. You know, to the. You have to talk to the.
Could you please hang up? I've got to call an ambulance.
You're
no, but I have to explain to you about siding for your house.
What she doesn't tell you is that list of calls
well,
is from the guy from When a Stranger Calls.
I'm not married.
Yeah.
But you
have you checked the children?
Lady,
I'm calling from inside your own house.
Are you lying about that?
I never said I had children.
I said, do you have a family? Yeah, and you said yes. I'm sure scared that the phone rings every day. We just don't answer it.
Everybody has a family, ma'am. I mean, there's not just the children.
So you laughed at me and ridiculed me?
I'm not laughing at you, ma'am.
Yeah, you said, I'd like to hear it. This
I'm laughing with
court.
You.
I'm actually supposed to get your last name and call the police. Please. You don't ever call a human being. Yeah. And so if we had to call and block every number, then we would have to do that every 10 minutes. You are sick. You are a terrorist.
Okay.
You are a rapist.
Wait, how is he a racist?
Pretty hard accusation.
You are a prick.
Why is he a rapist?
You are mind raping me, sir.
What? It's much worse. It's much more of an invasion. And more permanent pain. More life destruction. More permanent life destruction. Home destruction.
Gang raped by telemarketers. Noon. This Monday.
Yes, are you kidding that you don't compare yourself with rape? Here in the state, and I'm afraid to give the state level, and when it went to court, it was compared to the level of abuse where the person is unconscious and permanently damaged.
Yeah,
it was compared to that also to physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first-class felony. You sick SOB. And you're laughing at me? No, that was in our legislature. It is so life-destroying that people cannot function as a family or in their workplace or sleeping. You are a hurter here, life destroyer, every breath. You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq. You are an abuser. You are a hater.
Hallelujah! You are a hurter, a life destroyer.
I'll find out who the Alex is, who works all the down to work for your company. You will all be audited, and if that's
a telemarketer,
every phone list, and if that's a threat, what is this you're doing, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life. You ruined nasty.
Don't you know you can?
Good God, man!
That poor woman's family.
Jesus, please, a friggin' nut job and a half.
You're a herder, a life destroyer,
a rapist.
You're a rapist.
You're a terrorist.
Now, one thing I forgot to mention on the show, Bill, was the Mike Nelson thing, Vanessa. You know, from MST.
MST, yeah.
He's doing a thing. If you go to rifftracks.com, where he's doing commentaries to DVDs, where it's just an MP3 file, you pay like $2, and what you do is you play it along with a movie. The first one he did is Roadhouse.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny. Here's when Sam Elliott shows up.
It's the voice of the Beef Council. I'd know his face anywhere. Ooh, that shows off his little dancer body. Nice, doesn't it? I'll have a nice big mug of hair grease, please. How do you like that? I quite enjoy it, thank you.
I quite enjoy it.
Do you want to fight, Dickless?
I sure ain't gonna show you my dick.
I don't think that was even on the table. It wasn't one of the options.
God damn, that hurts, doesn't it?
Perhaps you'd feel better if you had some grease. Wesley'd be better off if he hire at least one thug who doesn't utterly and completely suck. Wow, the number one and number two most famous bouncers together at the same bar.
Where in the fuck are we going now? I got somebody I want you to meet.
It's my sweatpants salesman. I want him to set you up with a really tight pair.
Taking out Run Motors.
You are such an asshole. Noel Coward wrote the dialogue. Why? Aha, Bob Fosse kick. That guy kind of reminds me of an evil Peter Brady. Which is really the same as Peter Brady now that I think.
I love that music.
Hey, get my driftwood.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
What? How is that an insult to me? Entirely between you and your prison lovers. Were they nice? Did you hang around and talk afterwards? Or was it purely sexual?
Damn, boy. I thought you were good. Go fuck yourself.
I just told you about what I did in prison. So do you still keep in touch with any of the guys? It's sad if they just drifted out of your life. You know, even if it's non-sexual, you should keep in contact, because you'll regret it. You'll distract your old lover.
I love that spin kick.
It's not quite as good as the Bob Fosse kick.
Yeah. Wow, he really saved up for his triumphant speech there. Maybe I should try doing as he suggests.
Did you listen to the one with the Kevin Smith commentary yet?
Oh my god, is it bad? Actually, Scott Mosier is funnier than Kevin Smith, because Kevin Smith just, he did no preparation. He has a bunch of papers printed off Internet Movie Database, and that's it.
He's going to go out with Elizabeth.
So it's just kind of, they're unprepared?
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's funny, because the Michael Kamen music, you know, he did Die Hard, The Lethal Weapons. It doesn't really fit in this movie, it seems like. You're giving it too decent a music. It should be really bad music.
Come on, throat out. Three is the lucky throat-tearing number. The throat-tearing union with just two throat tears to your name. Look at that big, juicy throat. Just do it.
Three is the number to join the throat-tearing union.
This was the part where Dalton was supposed to say, it's not worth it.
What a wuss. Even his precious little girlfriend wouldn't have got mad if he'd extracted one last going away throat.
Oh, I'm going to be doing a show with Marie.
Oh, you are? Here's what, Vanessa, just do this. When she does the part where she goes, all right, everybody, that's our episode. Marie, I just want to give a little shout out to someone. Just let her finish talking first. Wow.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I have an opinion.
Dying without Jonathan. We need Jonathan. Was there a greater clip than the one where he was talking to that mall of people?
Hello?
Hello?
Uncomfortable.
Look at all of you wonderful people.
Do any of you know who I am?
Yeah, he's like, it's really hot in here. Man, I'm just dying. I'm sweating.
People just staring
Speaking
at
of,
him.
It's really hot in here.
It's getting hot in.
Yeah.
So take off all your...
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
All right, everybody.
What the hell?
I'm flashing into the Twilight Zone.
Vanessa, whose laugh is this? It's like a test. This was from the show tonight.
Monique.
Do you remember where that laugh was?
From the show tonight?
Yes, our show.
Nope, no clue.
What about this? What was this from?
That question was a low blow. I'd love to know who asked that.
That was from that, Romero's Got Talent thing, whatever?
No, it's from
Who Wants to Be a Superhero, I'm sorry.
It's Major Victory talking about getting low blows.
Who is this, Vanessa?
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Wow, Vanessa, you failed the test. Wow, you were even here for the show.
Do you think I actually pay attention?
Wow.
I need to be like the dude in Prison Break and get tattoos on my body because I can't remember crap.
Vanessa, no, that's Memento. In Prison Break, it's just for map of the prison.
Oh, gotcha.
Vanessa, okay, listen to these words from Fat Mama.
Ask me to my face.
See, Vanessa can't remember what happened in the past 2 hours, but she can remember a vague quote from a movie like Fortress.
Hey, if somebody knew it!
I didn't know it.
Yeah, in Fortress, they intestinate people.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
For unauthorized thought process.
What a great flick.
All right. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do the wrap-up. All right, everybody, that's episode 47 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Is somebody beatboxing in the background?
Yeah, he said, let's wrap it up.
Wow. No. Don't even try to do something that you can't finish.
MTV, man.
Because I can beatbox.
Pardon me for interrupting you there.
Go right ahead, Steven.
I beg your pardon. Do you have any great poupon?
Please.
No!
I'd like to wish my friend congratulations on their new child they had yesterday. My buddy Dave had their little girl.
Oh, that's terrific.
Congratulations.
He gave birth?
He and his wife, yes.
Oh. Baby no, or is it a baby or is it
guy.
Boy or girl?
Little girl.
Oh. Is she ready for hooking yet?
She's
what?
What does that mean?
So talking about a baby.
Wow. I don't Bill.
We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
I get more ornery as the show goes on.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. If you would like to call and leave us a voicemail, which no one has done in the last couple
right.
weeks.
If you do, we got to give them an incentive.
I can't even get this out. Let me just record this alone and add it onto the show.
I thought we were doing the wrap-up thing.
I am.
I mean, like the after-show thing.
No, I'm doing the wrap-up at the end of the show, our show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't wanted to talk about this on the show, but guys, Eugene killed himself, all right? He
Aww.
Slit his wrist in his
bathtub.
What about
my Wilma Deering suit?
He's a very sad individual, and he killed himself, so a moment of silence. That is so rude!
Foggy.
Boo!
Oh, good lord. I always hated this song.
Oh, man, wait, no. We got a better song right here. Oh, hell yeah.
Why does it sound like that?
I don't know.
On the floor, and around, and around.
Holy shit, they have this song? Forget that song.
Unbelievable.
They even do they mimic all the stuff. It's funny. What the hell?
Casio keyboard.
Close to midnight, I'm looking for some little kids to take to my ranch.
You and I in a little
toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money
we
got.
This is the worst song ever.
Set them free, the break of dawn, till one by one, they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software, flash the message, something's out there. What the fuck?
I know, I never knew the lyric, I thought it was German.
99 red balloons go by. Me have bad English.
You want the sing-a-boo from Captain Kirk.
They've actually got Coldplay.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, this is the song I'm doing next, you guys. Oh, hell yes.
This
video is hilarious. This, for some reason, this music always reminded me of like HR Puff and stuff or something. The keyboard.
Yeah.
I love the beginning with the.
Do they have Walking on Sunshine?
Oh, God. Floating in the summer sky. Panic's there. It's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up one eager eye, focusing in on the sky. 99 red balloons go by. Well, these aren't the lyrics.
Yeah.
Blocking Schneiden. 99 decisions treaty. 99 ministers meet. Oh, God, I hate this song. It's the beginning of every trailer with Michael J. Fox in it. Yeah, but it would have said it by the song.
What if that's not the exact title of it then?
No, it is. You kidding, man? I'm the biggest fan. Oh, here we go. Here's one. This is for all you Mulberry fans out there.
Oh my lord.
Steven, sing this with me. It won't be gay at all.
a duet.
There's things that you guess and the thing. I don't know the song well enough to sing it. Steven? Okay, Steven, go.
There's things that you guess and things that you know.
Okay.
There's boys you can trust and girls that you don't.
I never remember this part.
There's little things you hide.
Yeah, computer, sing it like a little schoolboy, Steven. Do it now. Oh my god. I want to touch you in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm lagging badly. I got a free start.
Everyone's watching to see what you will do. Oh, Jesus. Here's a song that sucks the life out of my soul. Yeah. Oh. Smoke some crack. Hey! Oh yeah! I wanna dance!
Oh yeah!
I wanna dance to stop
yeah! I'm sailing away! Set an open course for the virgin sea!
Oh, once you get started, you can't sit down. Come join the fun, it's a merry-go-round. Everyone's dancing their troubles away. Yeah. Come join your party, see how we play! Oh, hell yeah! Fumbleito assist! Yeah, Jumbo Jumbo! Where's the party and where we going? Well, Jumbo Live! Tumbleita sissy bomb, yo! Yeah, Jumbo Jumbo! Oh, yeah! Written by Lionel Richie. That guy's a fucking genius. I can't breathe. Oh man. Oh, I gotta see if they have.
I couldn't breathe there for a minute. I was struggling.
I thought he was saying Fumbleito Sacy Bomb Ya. Well, Jumbo Jumbo. But it's like Jamba Jamba. What?
Yeah, Jamba Jamba. Oh my god.
I want a new jug. Won't make me sick.
I know.
One of them won't make me crash by a car. Make me feel 3 feet thick.
Want a new jug.
Oh damn, I'm
sorry. It's something be strange in your neighborhood.
Something be strange. Who you gonna call?
It's something be weird and it don't look good.
Woo! Who you gonna call?
Invisible man sleeping in your bed. Yeah. Want a new drum.
One of them make me sick. One of them make me crash my car.
Make me feel 3 feet thin. I want a new drug.
One of them make my head.
Uh-huh.
One of them make my mouth too dry.
Or make my eyes too red. One of them make me nervous.
Wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you.
I'm alone with you. Oh, hell yeah.
All creepy and alone with you.
I want a new jug. One that won't spill. One that don't cost too much. Don't come in a pill. You want a new jug?
One that won't go away.
One that won't keep me up all night. One that won't make me sleep all day.
Man, this guy's a genius. These lyrics.
One that won't make me nervous. Wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. When I'm alone with you. All creepy and
I'm alone with you, baby.
He must have sat around and read all the side effects of different drugs.
Ghostbusters!
Gary Newman.
Cars and cars. Here in my car.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm feeling it. I just put out my cigarette. There you go.
Remember the music video?
I'm kind of sitting on the edge.
Like a convertible?
Yeah. I'm sitting on the edge of the stage. Just kind of chilling. I think I'm going to lose my voice.
This is the greatest website ever.
Oh, yeah.
On the moon and the game of life.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman in a wrestling match. Yeah. Monopoly 21.
Whoa, you took it up a notch.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that? He's changing, looking for something.
We had
else.
Somebody come in behind us and.
Yeah. That was evil.
Yeah. This is for Bill to sing. Billy, you need to serenade us with this song.
Woo!
Yahoo! There's a look in your eye. I don't remember how the song starts.
If I listened to your lies, would you say I'm a man, without conviction?
Oh, yes, you are. You done plenty of heroin, got busted, dude.
Doesn't know.
Had to sell some crack.
You know what they really need is heartbeat.
Watch out! You might get what you're after. Cool, babies. Strange, but not
I'll
a
wait,
stranger.
What is that song?
I'm an ordinary guy.
What? Burning down the his house.
I thought you were changing.
I thought it was burning down the his house. This be my jam right here.
Give me a beat.
Oh no.
Oh, no one's performed this yet. Oh hell yeah. I like this part.
I don't even know the song.
You don't?
Uh-huh. I mean I know it, but I mean I don't know how it goes. I don't know how to do it.
Here, I'll show you how it's done, Steven. This is the song, man.
Sitting in a movie show, thinking nasty thoughts, huh?
Motherfucker. What is this, Bill? Oh, someone's picture?
No, you gotta listen. Shy singer. Play it. You gotta hear it.
Is this her gonna be her singing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Speak up! Can't hear you! Good lord, you can't barely hear!
We gotta do one in
the
real
music's
life.
Louder than
we gotta do one in a real life, boy.
Good lord.
She sings Juice Newton too. Oh, you gotta do this.
He's playing up downstairs. Are you doing the light version? the timid singer. Very timid. Oh, here we go.
This is.
Oh man,
you gotta do the light voice to this. Yeah.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, no, he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with a body, I just know it. And he's holding her on arms late, late at night. You know I wish I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. When can I get a woman like that? Bop you drop.
There's some Steely Dan.
I got nothing. I'm running out of things to say. Someone take over now. Steven.
And
a helicopter crash.
Now, before we go, okay, me, Bill, and Steven, Foggy, and Vanessa all got into a fight, and here's what happened.
Shut up! Shut up!
You won't kill nobody!
Shut up!
I'm gonna give you a noogie!
Shut up!
You ain't killing nobody! Shut up!
Shut up! Don't say anything, Martin. Just shut up!
Just shut up.
We were out of money. When the show was on the network, it was $1,200,000. When we took the show over, we could only raise about $750,000 or $800,000. So the first few episodes, we come in, we watch the show, and we go, oh, my God. We're like 5 minutes short. So we go out, shoot that girl in slow motion. And so they come back, and the audience started to respond to that. So every time we were out of money, they go back, and then an extra would come on, and she goes, shoot that in slow motion. And it became a signature of the show to the point where that's all we did.
Millions of people disagree with you.
That is the biggest bullshit answer I've ever heard in my life.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. No stranger to you and me.
Drums.
That was good.
Drums.
Drums.
That's hilarious.
Now, the guy who was going to review our show, that guy who is from Australia, he said it'd be 3 weeks. So technically, this week would be 3 weeks. So let's see if he totally pans us. The only thing I can think that I mean, you never know if people find us that funny. We have some people that like our show every week who go on chat night and stuff. But you never know when an outside person is going to listen to our show that doesn't really want to.
Yeah.
If they, one thing I know that counts against us every week is if you don't watch the shows we watch that we talk about, you may not be able to stay interested. Because I know
you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, because if I turn on a podcast and they're talking about, like,
you know, Magic the Gathering cast or something. I'm not going to listen to that no matter how good the sound quality is, you know. Sure. The only thing I hope is that our opening segments hook in. Fished in! Zzz, you know what? I'm going to stick around for the news later. Stick around for cult news, you know. So we'll see. Well, last night we were talking about Leonid. Vanessa's like, who's Leonid? I'm like, oh, do you even show up to the show? I mean, you're here, but are you, like, playing video games or something?
I think she is.
Did you think that too, Bill? Were you like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I made a joke.
And then
joke.
She goes, I'm joking. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, sure you are.
I believe that.
The Leonid meteor shower? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, uh-huh. It's like the meteor shower. And notice how that got edited out. On that episode, I'm like, there's a guy named Leonid on the show. Oh, you mean like the Leonid meteor shower? I was like, what the hell?
Genius.
Roll bounce.
Yes, roll bounce, Vanessa. All right, guys, thanks for doing the show. We have a week off. How happy are you guys?
Yay.
I mean, it's easier for me since I'm not going to be in here.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys
I might
this.
Be in town.
Now, episode 50, I was thinking about this. You know how we've done the zombie episode where we're killing zombies or whatever, and we just do the regular show. Should I find clips of funny things and us all listen to them at the same time, or should I just put a clip show together?
I think the clip show would be good.
I mean,
what for next episode?
What do you guys think? Should we do a regular show, or should we do clips? What I'm talking about, Bill, when you're talking about like a clip show, I'm talking about us all participating in the clip show.
Okay.
What do you think?
Or I have no problem with it.
So should we do clip show, not worry about new TV shows since nothing's coming out? I mean,
yeah, I think it's
I mean,
all
what's
over.
What's going to end next week? Well, is
who wants to be a superhero? Is
rock,
the only thing.
Rockstar. And in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we could cover that on episode 51. I'll just save up. We'll save up clips from this week's Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and we can, you
let's
know.
See. Gordon's over. What else did we cover?
Yeah, last Comic Standing's over. The only thing, let's see.
Big Brother.
Of course, we'll all watch Breaking Up with Shannen Doherty. We'll have Entourage to talk about, and we'll have Big Brother. That's no big deal. No one cares anyway. But we'll
we're
have
also going to have to start thinking about new shows that we're going to be covering.
Right, because I saw a commercial to a show that I want to check out, and I can't remember what it is now. And it's not the Shannen Doherty one, but something else. I think it's a lot easier to talk about reality shows than it is dramas, isn't it?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When you think about it? Like, when we would talk about... Sometimes it would get exhausting talking about, like, Lost or Battlestar Galactica, even though we love the shows. But I'm talking about, it's hard to talk about dramas like that. It's easier to make fun of shit, let's face it, you know?
Yeah, I think the drama talk should start to get cut back, only because it's not fun for people to listen to.
Yeah, well, it's like Deadwood. I love the shit out of Deadwood, but I didn't want to talk about it every week on the show because, like Heather said... Hey, why aren't you talking about Deadwood? You love that show. It's like, because it's mine. I don't want to share it with anybody. You know, it's just for me. I don't want to have to think about while watching it, what am I going to talk about? You know, Entourage is easy. It's a funny show, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's short,
it's short
goofy.
And sweet.
We're going to talk about BSG, but I've already been thinking about things that I'll change on it. Things I'll, you know, like, remember the time I said, here's a scene with Gina, and she goes, Gina, you know, something like that. We can have fun while discussing it at the same time. Keep it light. That's what I'm going to do. Keep it all light, you know.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, Vanessa.
Never mind. Go ahead.
No one was speaking.
Yeah.
No more late night booty calls.
Okay. You know, sometimes when I'm preparing the show and I find a drop, I just hear something and I'm like, that's a drop. And that was one of them.
All right, you're rehired.
If you guys, let me ask you this before we go. After the show's over, do you guys remember anything that happened on the show? Like, think back to something that's funny or whatever? Because I wanted to know if you guys remember anything that you'd like to see in the clip show. Or do you guys pretty much put it behind you once it's over?
Well, when the show's going on, I just kind of listen and react.
There's kind of so much stuff going on, yeah.
Right. See, it's different for me because I'll edit the show and put it together, but I, like,
you're
remember...
You're thinking about editing it as you're doing
Yeah, but I remember, like, a lot of this shit, like...
Like, I know whenever somebody... Was it the news story about the two penises, and I said something about the streams not crossing, doing a Ghostbusters reference? I remember that, but that's only because it's
do you
so
remember,
close to the end of the show.
Do you remember anything from last week?
No. I don't. You're asking someone with a horrible short-term memory.
Yeah. I just
too much pot in high school.
Sometimes a drop gets played at the right time, and the thing that made me laugh more than anything was when Bill's talking about why Chris Porter should have won. He goes, Chris Porter really should have been the last comic standing. And then the drop, millions of people disagree. It was played perfectly, and Bill goes, shut up! And I just saw, I was like, you know what, that episode's going to be okay because of that moment. There's little bits that I think, like doing the whole show, it's like, it's worth it just for that one spot right there where it just fucking worked perfectly, you know? And do you guys think Foggy's gotten better or worse?
Better. It's not as many.
Now, what is the last episode that you guys listened to? Like, listened to the show when it was done?
I try and listen to each one as they come out.
Yeah, and I'm not saying...
The moment you tell me that you put it up, I'll download it and try and listen to it the
other
day. Like,
and I'm not even expecting you guys to. Sometimes I'll tell you to because I want you to hear a certain part I thought turned out really funny.
Well,
I think I'm about two episodes behind. I'm down. Because I haven't been out of town a full week where I can sit down at, you know...
See, I kind of analyze it. I want to listen to it, and I want to laugh, and I want to see what worked and what didn't and what I need to change on the next episode and, you know, stuff like that. So I actually listen to it and critique it as I listen to it. Like this episode, I think I was horrible. I was way too quiet. I wasn't into it. There wasn't enough good cult news. There wasn't, like, I'm very critical of myself.
Yep.
You had a few good quips that were really good.
One thing I've learned over time, though, what you don't really get used to, but I really have now. I've really gotten used to this where it doesn't bother me, is lulls. Before, I'd be like, okay, we got to do something, you know.
The helicopter story.
There's stuff that I don't mind that I used to kind of get tense about. And that's another thing is I used to get really tense about technical problems. Now it's not. It's just like, whatever. If it happens, it happens or whatever.
Yeah, you know? It's like now I have like a whole thing that I need to go through before shows to make sure I'm prepared. Like, I need to have a nap. You know, I need to be ready. It's like, today when I got home from driving around doing errands at like 3 o'clock, and I laid down and made sure I set my alarm for 5:30, so that immediately I got up, logged in, told you I was here, asked you if there was anything I needed to get done, and then I go and I do my whole thing. It's like I'm almost obsessive compulsive about getting things done before so that I feel I'm prepared and what I can say and what I can do. It's like during the week I'll go downstairs and watch all the shows like Rockstar Supernova and all that.
All right, everybody. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here's the ender. Vanessa, don't interrupt me. If anyone has anything to say after this spiel. All right, everybody. That's episode 45 of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's a magnum, Steven. Thank you for joining us this week for Nowhere in Mulberry.
Isn't a magnum a 44?
Aw, shit! It's a cult, Steven. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week on Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 45.
45.
<You're> just... Yes, sir.
It just made me laugh. Sorry.
Really?
Really?
Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Is that how that works? I'm just now
really?
Yeah. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email.
Really?
Yes, really.
I was busy throwing up last night, thank you.
Oh, like that's... What an excuse.
Oh, okay, next time I'll do that, I'll
she
come in and
just makes
throw
them
up
willy-nilly.
Vanessa, I've thrown up before, and I know there are bouts where you feel better before you have to run back to the toilet.
Keep your
You're
bag
right,
between
I was
your
very
legs.
Selfish, I should have done that.
Little
right.
bag between your legs to puke into.
Are you
your...
on medication?
All right.
Puke between your legs? What?
I don't know.
So put a little bag,
Steven,
a trash
said...
can, trash can between your legs and puke while you're typing.
Oh,
Steven, is that Mike Cooper? Go up and ask him if we can interview for the show.
Get the hell away from
me! I said
get
out of here.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. That's the show. Sorry.
Sorry.
Game over.
One, two, three. Go and eat it.